You would turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 1. If I were to ask you what the book of Ecclesiastes was about, you might tell me that it's about the vanity of life. You might even quote Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 2. That says, "Vanity of vanities," says the preacher. "Vanity of vanities, all is vanities." Then you might tell me that this verse means that a life without God is meaningless. And this is certainly true, but the deeper message of Ecclesiastes, and one that we'll explore tonight in the short time that we have, is that men should fear God because they are men. If you would, to explore this concept further, jump down to verse 13. It says, "And I set my heart to seek and search out by wisdom concerning all that is done under heaven. This burdensome task God has given the sons of man by which they may be exercised. I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and indeed all is vanity and grasping for the wind." So the preacher in Ecclesiastes, he takes on this expansive project to know and understand everything under the sun, to know and understand everything possible. And in conclusion, he says that this project is like grasping after the wind. It cannot be done. It is beyond the scope of man to know everything under the sun. And why is this? Well, the answer is that God has placed limits upon us. And we see an example of this in Genesis chapter 3, verse 5, if you would quickly turn there. And this verse is, of course, about it's Eve in the garden, and she's talking to the serpent under the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And verse 5 starts out by saying, "For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave it to her husband with her, and he ate." So here we see that Eve is trying to go beyond the limit that God has placed upon her. She's trying to gain this knowledge so that she can be like God. But we see in verse 24 that he drove out the man because of this, because she partook of this fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil that she was commanded not to. So God drove out the man, and he placed the cherubim at the east of the garden and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. So we see that here God barred Adam and Eve from the tree of life. And as a result, they were destined to die, unlike the serpent promised Eve. But the point of this is that I think that sometimes we do the same thing today. We strive after knowledge. We try to come up with inventions and cures to prolong life. And we do this by trying to find this great wisdom. And so we're trying to find all this wisdom to prolong life, but that's folly. We're fearing death, and what we should be doing is fearing God. How does the wise man die? Ecclesiastes 2, verses 16, the wise man dies as the fool, because no one has power in the day of death. And that's found in Ecclesiastes 8, verse 8. So instead of fearing death, we should fear God and keep his commandments. Ecclesiastes 12, 13. And one of those commandments is to be baptized, and so we might have the hope of heaven with God in heaven someday. So if we're baptized, as we're commanded, that will wash away our sins, and we will gain salvation. 1 Corinthians 15:55. I actually lost my place, so I'll have to get to it real fast. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not vain in the Lord. So instead of fearing death, we should fear God and keep his commandments. So if you have the need to be baptized tonight, and you're tired of fearing death and want to fear God and have a purposeful life serving him, I'd encourage you to come before us tonight and confess your sins and be baptized. Or if you faltered in some way and you start fearing death again and lose sight of the purpose of your life and want to make those falters known to the congregation or to God, I encourage you to come before us now as we stand and sing.